you got when you got it all, you're sleeping.
Good morning, this is Jaya and Unity with your 9am Z Lines. In local news, Queensland Minister for Education, Industrial Relations and Racing, the Honourable Grace Grace, has announced a $5 million boost to tackle vaping in schools. Through a $5 million investment, all Queensland secondary schools will gain access to an innovative alcohol and drug education program, the Blurred Minds Academy. It features online modules that show the implication vaping has on health and the environment. The Minister said, quote, "Access to the Blurred Minds Academy will complement the current and future work that the department is doing to tackle vaping in schools," end quote.
The Queensland Rental Authority has been accused of failing to protect tenants and going soft on law-breaking landlords. Around 70% of the alleged offences investigated in 2021 to 2022 were ruled in a favour of the landlords, owners and agents. The RTA's internal policies for staff are said to incentivise avoiding prosecutions as they are resource intensive and instead opt to issue cautions and provide education to resolve disputes. There have been no successful prosecutions or fines issued since early 2020.
In national news, new workplace changes mean employees of small businesses will be entitled to 10 days of paid family and domestic violence leave. This brings them into line with the same rights granted in February to more than 7 million Australians who work in large or medium-sized businesses, including casuals. Small businesses had an extra 6 months to adjust to the change in recognition that they may have not had the capacity to make arrangements to administer the leave effectively. Minister for Employment and Workplace Relations, Tony Burke, said, quote, "No one should have to choose between their safety and their pay," end quote. If you or someone you know is impacted by family and domestic violence, call 1-800-RESPECT on 1-800-737-732 or visit 1800respect.org.au.
Calls have been made for urgent reform to the parent visa system after being labelled dysfunctional in a report from the Scanlon Foundation. The report found that wait times for a visa were typically between 30 and 50 years, making successful migration unfeasible for many applicants. The current estimated backlog of parent visa applications sits at 140,000, with research Peter Mars telling the ABC an additional 20,000 places are required per year to keep up with demand.
In international news, the Progressive Thai Party, Move Forward Party, has been excluded from a coalition to form the next government. Thailand has struggled for nearly 3 months to form a government and select a new leader since the national election in May. An initial bid last month by Move Forward leader Peter Lee Thurongrat fell short by more than 50 votes. His second attempt the following week was blocked by a procedural vote in Parliament, which said that his name could not be nominated again. There has been growing public frustration over the Parliament's failure to name a new leader. Supporters of the Move Forward Party have staged several protests calling for senators to stop blocking the candidate from the eight-party coalition.
For your weather news today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with medium chance of showers. It's currently 15 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 23. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 5, which is in the moderate band. And that's all your news for 9am. We'll be back at 10am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.
Get a glimpse into your creative future at SAE's Open Day,